You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, August 14th. I'm Jeffrey Cade. I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 6.5%. That's how high shares of electronics retailer Best Buy rose on Tuesday. The jump came after the Trump administration announced that it would postpone tariffs on certain Chinese-made products, including laptops and cell phones, until mid-December. The tariffs were first set to start in the beginning of September. Delaying them means that American consumers won't feel the tariffs' potential impact when they shop for back-to-school and for the holidays. The delay also bolstered the stocks of Apple, Hasbro, Gap, and others. Still, analysts caution that a trade deal between Beijing and Washington is a long way off. The next number up is $9.4 trillion. That's the current level of U.S. mortgage debt, and it tops a record set in the third quarter of 2008, when the financial crisis was raging. The comparison to 2008 may seem scary, but in a recent report, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York notes that much has changed in housing. For one, lenders now have more rigorous standards, and the amount of mortgage loans whose payments are significantly late is at a new low. Our last number is 7%. That's how much Dan Loeb's Third Point has reduced its stake in United Technologies. That's according to a new filing. In June, the activist investor criticized United Technologies' plans to merge its aerospace business with defense company Raytheon. Loeb called it a, quote, baffling change in strategy. And Loeb appears to be not the only one unsatisfied with the deal. Reuters notes that another activist investor, Bill Ackman, told clients recently that his fund had sold all its shares in United Technologies. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, August 14th. I'm Jeffrey Cade, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.